Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I wanted to tell you, the patriotic French voters, how grateful I am. This is the first step to take me to the Élysée, and it's a historical result. From now on, I have an immense responsibility, that of defending the French nation, its unity, its security, its culture, its prosperity and independence.
I feel like bursting out into Frère Jacques. I'm Mary Walter. It is 8:38 on WMAL. Joining us right now is Tom Rogan. He is a contributor to the Washington Examiner's Beltway Confidential blog, and he's a foreign policy columnist for the National Review. That was, of course, Marianne Le Pen,
yep.
With a translator, obviously, in her victory speech, because she came in second, and apparently you have a victory speech if you come in second in France. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
We're glad to have you here. So what happened last night or over the weekend in the French election, I think the interesting thing for Americans to understand is it was the equivalent of the Democrats and the Republicans totally losing, and two candidates from previously, you know, third party candidates coming out and winning this. We had Macron with 23.8% and then Le Pen with 21.5%, and the two traditional parties, nothing. They lost.
They did, and I think that represents, first off, the failure of the socialist government of François Hollande, who's the current president. His party scored about 6%, 6.5% last night, so that was a huge defeat for them. But it also reflects, I think, failures of the conservative, the Republican equivalent candidate. He was accused of relative corruption. His campaign was somewhat lethargic in the beginning. And Macron came in with this sort of youthful energy and was able to pull the carpet from under the establishment. And indeed, Le Pen, in her delivery of a message of much tougher immigration controls and quite narrow national identity, was able to do the same.
Given the fact that immigration was one of the big issues, a lot of people have been trying to draw comparisons between that election and the U.S. election that made Donald Trump president. Are there other parallels here besides the fact that immigration is important to both countries right now in different ways?
I think there are, but so one example would be, how do you get more people into work? And that is something, obviously, President Trump talked a lot about in terms of rural areas, but what we see in France is an effort by Le Pen to say that the key to rebuilding the economy is more protectionism, to protect French industries from external competition. Macron saying you need to liberalize the labor market, that you need to make it easier for private firms essentially to hire and fire. So that issue with jobs, I think, is very much on the agenda as well.
Now, what does Macron bring to the table other than being young and unknown?
Well, I think the first thing he brings to the table is this idea that he has pledged to unshackle, again, the economy. He has said specifically that he wants to change the law so that there is tax policy, regulation policy, so that there is an incentive for greater risk-taking in an entrepreneurial sense, but also allowing for easier employment market access for members of society who perhaps have not been able to get a job for a long time because of vested interests. That's a big issue in France because of the power of unions and because businesses find it very hard to make hiring decisions in their particular needs at one moment.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to fire someone in France, isn't it? Don't they have to get permission?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult, even in the service industry. And it also creates the effect that you have individuals who, because they know they can't get fired, have less incentive to be productive. And that sort of closes off the access routes for young people. And so that's why you see, for example, youth unemployment quite high in France, but also other challenges in terms of, again, the broader productivity of the economy.
So from the United States standpoint, what do we stand to gain or lose depending on who wins this election?
Well, so I have a piece out at National Review this morning that I would encourage people to have a read, in which I suggest that Macron is should be the clear favorite, certainly for American conservatives, but more broadly for Americans, in the sense that he is pro-NATO. He is someone who is more skeptical of Vladimir Putin than Marine Le Pen. But he's also someone who wants to engage in the kind of economic structural reforms that we would wish to see, I think, if we want France to be a successful economy. And a successful economy in France is one that does more trade with the United States in terms of higher value goods, obviously a wealthy country. So that helps us in terms of, you know, high-skilled job creation here. But Le Pen's politics, I think, are the politics of, I described in the National Review piece of this, as a mixture of Gaullism and appeasement. They're quite strange, and I don't think functionally they will be in the interest either of France or in terms of addressing issues like counterterrorism, foreign policy, the interests of the United States.
And I'm surprised because I thought we were rooting for Le Pen, so I didn't know that we weren't rooting for that she would not be the best for us. So I'm learning something here. I'm intrigued, though, by Macron. What has he done up until now? Because we know he has no political experience at all. So what has he been doing? What does he do?
Well, I mean, he was an economics minister, so okay. I mean, he has some experience. But he has been doing, you know, it is a startup campaign in the sense of trying to say, look, the establishment, right and left, have failed. We need a new approach here. Give me a shot. But there is a legitimacy to this, in the sense that we have seen what happens when you have relatively young and inexperienced politicians. I say that relatively, such as a certain former American mm-hmm. president, who then come into office and don't necessarily deliver. So I think there are a lot of expectations here, and it'll be interesting to see how much he can get through in his legislative agenda by trying to, you know, he's going to have to attract votes from both right and left. I mean, we will see what happens.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tom. We appreciate your knowledge, and thank you for making us smart about this, because I thought we were rooting for Le Pen, so I did not know. Tom Rogan, contributor to the Washington Examiner's Beltway Confidential blog and senior columnist for National Review. Have a great week, Tom.
You too. Yeah, and of course, you can support whoever you want. That was just my opinion.
I don't know enough, so that's fine.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.